Hi everyone, it's Darren Duff, and you have asked for it, and I'm finally bringing it to you. People are wanting to know, how does this Dimensions app work? What does it do? How does it work? And how can I, as a blind person, use this app? I'm going to show you today. First, I'm going to explain what it is. Dimensions is created by the same group of people that collaborated on the very popular Inception app, from the based on the movie. It's the app where you can unlock dreams and different dream states, and it uses augmented sound, and I'll explain about that in just a moment. The background music you're hearing right now is actually from the Dimensions app, and I thought it would be pretty cool to include this. By the way, a little disclaimer here at the beginning, because I don't know who this podcast is going to go to. I'm going to be sending a copy to the folks at RJDJ so that they can download it and have a listen to how VoiceOver works with their game. Maybe it would give them some help on improving accessibility with the app. And if nothing else, just a good little entertainment. So I just want to state here for a disclaimer, all music and sound effects are copyrighted to their original owners, no infringement claims are intended, blah blah blah. Alrighty, now that we've got that out of the way. Dimensions is a Sonic adventure game. It's a game where you don't really do a lot on the screen. You use the iPod at certain times, but for the most part, you keep the iPod or iPhone in your pocket, you walk around, you live your everyday life, you access different dimensions by doing different activities, and so then the game simply becomes a part of your life. Think of it as kind of role-playing, if you will. Excuse me. so basically, you're listening to the way sound is filtered through the app, through your headphones, and you are then living your everyday life and doing things that you do, and at certain times you're pulling your eye device out of your pocket, and you're doing different things on the screen to collect artifacts, to collect quantum cells, which is something we'll talk about later on. Let me mute that. It's my other sound card, and sounds are coming through there, and you don't need to hear those. So basically, let me talk a little bit about what augmented sound is, at least a definition from my standpoint, and I hope it is a correct definition. You guys over at RJDJ, please correct me if I am wrong. Augmented sound is basically, think of a regular sound you hear of my voice through the headphones. That is sound, obviously. And then if I were to take my voice and augment it with some reverb or something, that would be augmented sound. So basically what this app tries to do, and actually does, is it takes the sounds from your environment, as well as music and sounds that are played within the app, it takes the sounds from your environment and it morphs them into different effects, delays, panning, reverb, I guess I wouldn't really say tremolo, just different, all kinds of different effects. It takes bits and pieces of those sounds, chops them up, runs them through effects filters, all different things, and makes them part of the game. So Dimensions is kind of based on the fact that there are parallel dimensions to our dimension, the one that we live in every day, which is, of course, or the basic dimensions. I'm not very well schooled in this, but I think left, right, up, down, and front and back, those are the basic dimensions, and then there are other dimensions, of course, that are supposedly there, and the guys over at RJDJ have tapped into them through this app. And it does require a little imagination, actually a lot of imagination, and the states that are induced by way of using this app, it's kind of like audio drugs. That's the best way I can explain it, because you're basically taking this augmented sound stimulates your brain and causes things to happen. I've actually heard people say that through listening to the Inception app, they've actually had, I guess, auditory hallucinations or something. I haven't actually, even though I love the app and I've unlocked most of the dreams on the app, I haven't actually managed to sleep with the app running in the background. But it is a lot of fun to play with, and so is Dimensions. So hopefully that gives you a little background as to what Dimensions is all about. And let's go ahead and fade the music out, and we'll get started with the actual game itself. All right, well, the app is going to run you $2.99 in the App Store, at least in the U.S. App Store. You're going to be hearing this in real time, so I would encourage you to put on headphones.
Facebook, Danny Dolphin, Donna Green Baird also commented on Danny
for this
status.
Podcast, and you're going to hear... Facebook, let me try to get rid of that. I do apologize for that. That's my iPod coming through the mixer. You're going to be able to hear everything as if you were here listening to my iPod and everything. That being said, I would encourage you to put headphones on.
Charging device battery, 93%.
And let's unlock my iPod.
Facebook.
And that
Facebook.
Is not what Danny I wanted to do, so hang on just 1 second. I'm sorry, this was not thought out very well, was this podcast, and I'm kind of doing it on the fly.
Charging device, Facebook.
So
Facebook.
We're going to unlock everything, please, thank you, hang on.
Screen lock.
Basically, for those who don't know, the voice you're hearing in the background, the speech is voiceover. The reason I'm stating that is because, I am sending this to the guys over at RJDJ, and voiceover is Apple's built-in screen reader. As most of the blind people listening to this podcast will know, if not all. okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. Let me unlock
one notification.
This.
Slide to unlock.
There we are. I don't know why the voiceover Mail. Sounds are so quiet, but the speech isn't, so we're just going to go with that. Let me go in here and close
this
Facebook.
App switcher has no items.
Okay, it's not
Dismiss
running.
App
okay.
Mail.
So voiceover, for those who don't know, I'll just give a quick overview. I won't go into detail or anything. VoiceOver is Apple's screen reading technology. So basically, as a blind person, when we touch the screen, flick left and right, do different things, it actually tells us what's on the screen, and we can use a specific set of finger gestures and hand gestures to on the touchscreen to manipulate the device. And the speech gives total feedback of the device. However, some apps were not created to Apple's standards for VoiceOver. And so... as a result, certain buttons in apps, you can get certain buttons may not be labeled properly. The interface of the app may not be made accessible, in which case we have to get refunds. Now, that being said, parts of the Dimensions app, you will have to turn off VoiceOver for most of this app. I'm going to go over with you and show you what parts of the app you will not have to use VoiceOver with and what parts you will. So hopefully... just as the good folks over at RJDJ were able to explain it to me, I will be able to explain it to you, and it will help you in getting fulfillment and joy out of the game. Let's go over to my second page of apps.
Page 206, newsstand awareness.
Where Dimensions is.
That's Vertoons, Dimensions, page Dimensions.
There it is. I'm going to go ahead and double tap, and let's hope you're wearing headphones. I'm going to double tap to start Dimensions, and if you're wearing headphones, you will get the same full effect. So here we go.
Dimensions in progress.
Okay. It's getting its network connections.
Tap to continue.
Now, I'm not going to go over the tutorial here. The tutorial is what is launched when you first start the game. I have actually... excuse me, guys, for just one moment. Okay, sorry about that. This is not as professional as I'd like it to be, is it? Well, anyway, we're having fun here. So basically, when you first run the app, you get a tutorial explaining you how to access the different dimensions and how to do different things in the app. A omnipresent voice within the game. Her name is Emily. She is from RJDJ Mission Control, and she will help guide you through the game. She's kind of like your sidekick, if you will, through the game. And I have actually, because I didn't understand it the first time, I actually deleted and reinstalled the app so I could start all over because I wasted all my quantum cells. Now, let me explain to you what quantum cells are. Quantum cells in the game, essentially, the best way to explain it is they're kind of like your currency and fuel and ammunition in the game. You can use your quantum cells to transform them into different items that you'll be needing to utilize in the game. Your quantum cells fuel. Let me try to explain that better. Once you get up enough quantum cells, you can transform them into something known as the beam, which is kind of like a tractor beam, being that it can pull things in the game environment towards you or push them away. And once you get up enough quantum cells, you can create the beam and then use the beam to locate other quantum cells, which you'll want to do because running the beam in the game uses quantum cells. So hopefully that explains that. Now, the problem where a blind person using this app runs into trouble is that, I guess visually on the screen, there's something that shows there's quantum cells, and then you activate the beam and pan left and right, and then you can collect those quantum cells. Auditorily, there's nothing to indicate the fact that these quantum cells are floating around, so you have to, it's kind of hit or miss, which is not good because as you're running the beam, you're using quantum cells. So I have written the folks at RJDJ and suggested that possibly in the next version they might consider putting in some sort of auditory indication of these quantum cells, something real subtle, as blind people are, most blind people are able to hear very subtle cues in audio, just something real subtle to indicate, hey, there's some quantum cells there, you might want to turn on the beam and grab those. Now, the beam is also used for protecting yourself from the Nephilim. The Nephilim are fallen Dimensionauts that want to steal all of your artifacts, which you collect in the multiverse. And artifacts, I guess I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. Artifacts are items that you collect, huge amounts of quantum cells that can be used to unlock other things in the game, to the best of my knowledge. I have collected many artifacts, but have not been able to get them to do anything, so I'm still working on this myself. The app has only been out for a day, guys, so I've only been playing with it for about a day. I actually stayed up till midnight last night, past midnight, so I could unlock one of the dimensions that only is available between the hour of 12 a.m. and 1 a.m. So, enough skipping around for you. Let's see. What else haven't we covered? Hang on just one second. Okay. Artifacts, we covered that. The Nephilim. Well, the Nephilim will appear from time to time in certain dimensions more than others, and you have to use the beam to push them away. So you use the beam to repel the Nephilim. If you don't repel them in time, they will come grab all your artifacts and run away with them. So, I don't know if that means they take all of your quantum cells away, but they certainly do take all your artifacts away, and it's not good. So, all this talk about attracting things with a beam and pushing stuff away with a beam, well, how do you do it? Well, first of all, let's talk about how you get your first few batches of quantum cells. Because when you start off, you don't have a beam. You don't have anything except the ability to listen to augmented sound, and the ability to unlock dimensions. Well, each time you unlock a dimension, you get 2,000 quantum cells. You need 5,000 to create the beam, and that leaves you with, if you unlock three dimensions, you get 6,000, and you get to have a few left over defend yourself or get more quantum cells what have you. So the first dimension you'll probably land in, well, it actually depends on your environment. The five dimensions are the tranquil dimension, which is a dimension that it listens to the environment around you. By the way, you want to be using a headset that has a microphone. If you don't have a headset with a microphone, you're not going to be able to utilize this app. So you want to make sure you have a headset with a microphone. I probably should have said that a long time ago. But anyway, the tranquil dimension listens to your environment and detects whether you're sitting still. I should also point out here that the Dimensions app uses every sensor on the iPhone, including all the sensors in the accelerometer, brightness, time of day, and the sounds around you. So there are lots of ways for the app to determine what dimension you should be in based on what you are or are not doing. So the let me go ahead and get off this screen, because I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing that particular music.
Tap to continue.
So I'll just tap to continue and get on the main launch screen there, which I'll talk about in just a moment. And you get this really cool music. So basically, you'll either probably land in the tranquil dimension if it's really quiet. Well, let me just run down the dimensions for you. You have the tranquil dimension, which you will enter if you are sitting still and being very quiet. You have the flux dimension, which you'll enter if you are sitting still, but there are loud environment sounds around you. You have the kinetic dimension, which you can enter by putting the eye device in your pocket and walking around, preferably outside. When you're in motion, you go into that dimension. You have the collective dimension, which you can only enter if you have five of your Facebook or Twitter friends on using the Dimensions app at the same time. It's kind of like the shared dream in the Inception app. And then you have my favorite, the ghost dimension, which you can only enter between midnight and 1 a.m. in the morning. There's a special disturbance of the quantum something-something in the multiverse that allows you to enter that dimension. I said that well, didn't I? So up until I had deleted the app and started over, I'd unlocked three of those dimensions. Actually, I'd unlocked four. I'd unlocked Tranquil, Flux, the Ghost Dimension, and the Kinetic Dimension. I had not unlocked the Collective Dimension because I haven't had enough of you to join me at the same time. Now, the Collective Dimension is really cool in that you can, and I know this from just, you know, reading about it, you can send inter-quantum messages back and forth, actually talking with each other, audio chatting, if you will, kind of like a walkie-talkie, through the app. So that's kind of cool. I haven't got to experience that yet, and that really is kind of cool. Well, enough of my rambling. Let's get into the main screen of the app. When I first launched the app, VoiceOver said double tap here to continue, and I hit, I double tapped. For those of you who don't know, those of us that use VoiceOver, we have to double tap to actually activate items that we are on, because just tapping doesn't do it. Again, one of those gesture changes. So now we're on the launch screen of the app. I've slowed my VoiceOver down a little bit. Let's explore the screen and see what we can find. Now, VoiceOver is a bit sluggish at times when this app is running because it uses so much processing power of the iDevice. So for you VoiceOver users, you're going to have to be really patient, because now the times when you don't have VoiceOver running, it's fine. You'll need to enable your triple click home to start and stop VoiceOver so that you can turn it on and off as needed. So let's take a look at this launch screen. If I can get VoiceOver to respond.
Enter dimension button.
Okay. Let's go over. I'm not sure why my VoiceOver sounds are so quiet.
Ghost button.
Now you have the different dimensions, which are locked until you unlock them, and each one of these buttons will tell you more about that dimension.
Dummy map tile. Dimmed.
I don't know what those dummy map tile things are, but that's the way VoiceOver reads them. Just flicking to the right.
Collective button.
There's the collective dimension.
Dummy map tile. Dimmed. Dummy map tile. Dimmed. Tranquil button.
There's a tranquil dimension, as VoiceOver calls it.
Enter dimension button.
We can enter that dimension because I've entered it before, so it's unlocked.
Dummy map tile. Dimmed. Kinetic button.
There's the kinetic dimension, which I have not unlocked since re-downloading and installing the app.
Dummy map tile. Drawer handle open button.
And the drawer handle open. Now, this is something I want to show you. Let me turn this up just a bit. Turn this volume up just a bit more so you can hear it better. We're going to go ahead and double tap on this drawer handle because I want to show you how you can handle. So I can show you how you can enter in your Facebook and Twitter information. You'll definitely want to do this. So let's open that.
Drawer handle close button.
Okay, and now that drawer handle is in, has a close graphic, and I think it's really neat that VoiceOver does read that button.
Your mission.
Okay, this is your mission.
To get to the next level, you need to collect all the artifacts in these dimensions.
And then it lists the different dimensions.
Tranquil. Button. Flux. Button. Kinetic. Button. Collective. Ghost. 0/16.
Okay, and then it has a stats screen that I guess shows you how many artifacts for each dimension. It's like a table, but VoiceOver doesn't read it correctly for whatever reason. I'm going to skip past all that.
Medium, supertonic, drawer icon, Facebook.
Now, these are the different levels of the multiverse. You've got the subdominant.
Flux.
Hang on.
Ghost. 0/16. 0. Level 2. Level 3. Subdominant.
Subdominant is the first level.
Mediant.
Mediant is the second level, which is not available yet. It'll be available in the first update of the app.
Supertonic.
Supertonic is the last and final third level of the multiverse, and it will be available in the second update of the app, to my understanding, according to what they post on Twitter.
Drawer icon Facebook button.
Then you have drawer icon Facebook, which you can go in here to enter your Facebook username and password.
Selected. Drawer icon Twitter. Button.
And then you have a Twitter icon where you can go in here and enter in your Twitter information. And on that screen, it doesn't read, neither one of those screens read very well with VoiceOver, but down toward the bottom, there are buttons which will allow you to, once you have entered in your credentials, you'll be able to send an invitation to all your friends saying, hey, this app is taking me to a new dimension. You need to join me. It's a great app, and it has a link to where you can get the app. So there you go. Let's talk about
drawer icon collected button.
How to, and there's a few other things
here. Drawer icon
here.
Leaderboard.
Leaderboard, which sadly is not accessible. You folks at RJDJ need to know that for your blind users of this app, this leaderboard is not accessible, sadly. So hopefully you can make some improvements in that area.
Drawer icon achievements.
Some of this I haven't looked at. I don't think achievements is accessible with VoiceOver.
Drawer icon inactive.
Inactive. I'm not sure what that is. And there's just several things here. So I'm gonna go back out of the screen now. And I'm gonna talk about the beam a little bit.
Your mission.
Let me get out of this.
Drawer handle close button.
There we go.
Flux button.
Now, before we go into and actually start the game, I'm going to talk a little bit about the beam. I know I've been rambling, but all this stuff is to help you better understand what I'm going to be doing. I promise it'll be brief. I'm not that narcissistic, I promise. So, the beam. The way you utilize the beam. And you'll learn this once you go through the tutorial. She'll tell you how to do it, but I'm going to tell you because it took me forever to figure out how to do it, and by the time I figured it out, I'd wasted all my quantum cells. And that wasn't fun, so I'm going to try to keep you from making my mistake. So, basically, when you use the beam, you're going to... The beam button is not readable with VoiceOver. You're going to need to turn VoiceOver off. And on the screen, if you're holding
new notification
your...
notification from Facebook.
Oh, jeez. Hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on. We don't want to hear that. Basically, on the, I'm so sorry, guys. Okay, there we go. It's gone. Now, what was I saying? Jeez. The beam. Yes, the beam. So you're going to want to turn VoiceOver off. The beam button, if you're holding your iDevice in portrait mode, is about one-third of the way up the screen from the home button. You place your finger on the beam button. You'll hear the beam engage. Then you slide your finger horizontally across the screen, still holding the device in portrait mode, and the beam will pan from left to right. Now, it would be nice if you could hear the audio pan from left to right of the beam. Another idea, RJDJ people. But you don't. You just sort of have to imagine it panning back and forth, right and left. If you pull back down toward the home button, if you keep your finger on the screen at all times, if you let your finger up off the screen, the beam is going to deactivate, and you'll hear it disengage. And you'll need to touch that button one-third of the way up the screen to be able to access the functions of the beam. When you have your finger on the beam button and you pull back toward the home button, you pull things toward you. So if you find an artifact in the multiverse and you pan left or right until you hear it centered, and then you pull your finger down toward the home button and hold it there, you'll hear the beam power up. You hear it go, and you hold it there, and great sound effect, right? I know. You'll hear that, and you hold it there, and the pitch of the artifact will change, and it'll get faster, and then you'll suck in the artifact, and you'll have it, and Emily will tell you that you have it. On the other hand, with Nephilim, when you hear a Nephilim, which is represented visually on the screen, I understand, as a shadow, you'll want to listen to where the Nephilim is on the screen. If it's on the right side of the screen, it will say listen on the screen. Yes, great, Darren. Listen in your headphones to which way the Nephilim is coming from. And if it is on the right side of the screen, you'll hear the Nephilim sound panned right. If it's on the left side of the screen, you'll hear it pan left. What you want to do is to track the Nephilim with the beam. So go one-third of the way up the screen, put your finger on the beam button, you'll hear the beam engage, and then follow the sound of the audio of the Nephilim with the beam. When you hear the sound centered in your headphones, keep the beam there. Keep it there until the Nephilim gets quieter and quieter and quieter and is finally banished from the dimension. If you don't do this quick enough, he'll steal all your artifacts. And as I said, certain dimensions have more Nephilim than others. Some, there haven't been any sightings of Nephilim reported, but they might still be there. So you can see there's lots of reasons to keep your beam well powered. There's lots of reasons to have lots of quantum cells. And there are two buttons on the screen once you get in a dimension that are not labeled. VoiceOver just says button. In the bottom left-hand corner, the button, which I presume can be labeled with VoiceOver. Those of you who have iOS 5 will be able to do this. I'm not going to go into detail about how to do this. This is not what this is about. But the left-hand bottom corner button is your quantum tank button. You double tap that unlabeled button and it pulls up your quantum tank, and you can see how many quantum cells, or QCs as the game calls it for short, you have. Should you not wish to be patient and collect quantum cells and go through all the frustration of collecting them, you can buy them from that screen. There are some very tantalizing buttons there that will allow you to buy a small amount of quantum cells, or QCs as I'll continue to call them throughout this podcast, for 99 cents all the way up to a whopping $40 or $50, I believe, QCs, which is a large amount of them. I have not been tempted to do this and will not, because I do not have the funds to be able to do that. I don't think my wife would appreciate that very much. Honey, I just brought some quantum cells for dimensions. I just had to have it. The Nephilim was going to get me. I was, nah, nah, nah. I can just hear it now. I'm not going to do that. That would be bad. No, baby. If you're listening to this podcast, I love you. All right. So hopefully that explains a little bit of how the beam operates and how it works. Enough of my ramblings. Let's get into the game here and show you how it works. If you have any other questions, you're welcome to look me up on Twitter and Facebook and messengers and email. I'll give all that contact info at the end of this podcast.
Ghost flux button.
All right, guys.
Enter dimension.
I'm going to enter the dimension, and we're going to immediately turn voiceover off. So I'm going to double tap here. Let me make sure this is turned up so you can hit it good. Let's turn this up just a bit. And double tap.
Enter dimension. Damned.
Okay.
Entering. Flux dimension.
Ah, trying to turn voiceover off. It's not working.
Well done, Dimensionaut. Now enjoy your listening experience. Quantum cells appear naturally over time. Use the beam every now and then to collect them.
Okay. So now you're hearing my voice, augmented by the app. And
voice over off.
Sadly, you're going to, because I'm using the actual iPod internal mic, you're going to hear things through that. So I don't know that we'll be able to enter the tranquil dimension. Right now, we're in the flux dimension. And I'm going to use my beam and see if I can find any quantum cells here. I'm finding some. Okay. Now, sadly, if I were... I just disengaged the beam. If I were... let me turn this down just a bit. If I were wearing a headset mic, you would not be able to hear it through the mixer. So I'm using the internal mic on the iPod Touch. I did not take into account how bad this would sound. You're hearing a lot of fan noise from my computer and other noise in the room that the condenser mic here isn't picking up, but the internal mic for the iPod is. I will see if we can enter the tranquil dimension. I don't know if we can or not because it's kind of noisy, but I will attempt to move the iPod here. Let me actually disconnect the electrical power. This app also uses a great deal of electrical power. I mean, it uses a great deal of battery life. I'm trying to be quiet so we can enter the tranquil dimension to show you what some of them sound like. I'm going to check with the beam again. Except they can't, apparently. Okay. This is going to be really a pain in the butt to demonstrate. I'm checking with the beam, getting more quantum cells. And because I can't see where the cells are, I'm just having to take a chance that there are some there. And I don't want to use a beam for too long, because if I do, I'm going to use up all of my quantum cells. Okay, sorry. It's just too much fun sometimes. Let's see if we can enter the tranquil dimension by being quiet here. We are now entering the tranquil dimension. Going through the gateway. And here we are. In the tranquil dimension. And I have to whisper. You can hear the morphing sounds, some of the music. Trying to switch dimensions, but I don't want it to do that. Let's use the beam. A few quantum cells. I'm gonna plug my iPod's power back in. Actually, I'm not. I'm going to show you the kinetic dimension now by shaking the eye device. It's going to make some noise. Sorry about that. Unavoidable. This is the dimension you enter when you are moving, walking outside. And we're about to enter that dimension now. Usually she tells us that we've entered a dimension. She's not telling us that right now for some reason. And if I keep shaking it, you're going to hear the noise from my iPod case. And it's trying to go into the flux dimension because of all the noise from the mic, so I'm not going to be able to show you that dimension, apparently. Okay. I think we're back in the flux dimension now. And we're going back to tranquil now because I got quiet. And I haven't listened to enough augmented sound to be able to collect any artifacts, since I have. Since I have reinstalled the app. Let's use the beam some more. Looking for quantum cells, finding none. Let me turn on voiceover for a moment. Bad.
Okay. Voiceover on. Screen curtain on. New stand folder. Zero items.
Alright, I just did something bad. I just hit the home key one too many times and brought myself out of dimensions. So let's try it again. I don't think I'll be able to show you collecting any artifacts.
Dimensions. Flux.
Because... let me see if I can get into the kinetic dimension.
Dummy map tile. Kinetic. Button.
I think I can get into
new
the
new notification
kinetic.
From face.
Okay, I can show you the kinetic dimension here, because,
entering. Flux dimension.
No. Okay. But I can still show it to you.
The well thing done, Dimensionaut. Now enjoy your listening experience. Quantum cells appear naturally over time. Use the beam every now and then to collect them.
Okay, so she's wanting me to collect quantum cells, and we can't proceed to getting artifacts because I haven't collected enough quantum cells first. So this probably wasn't the best time to demonstrate the app and all its features. But I can always do that in a different podcast. Let me go ahead and show you that bottom left-hand button. Let me turn this down just a smidgen. We're just going to keep doing this for just a little bit. And then, might be able to show you some different things here.
Button.
There's the button. Let's double tap that.
Quantum cell tank.
Yes, this is your quantum cell tank. If I flick to the right.
Close. Button. You have. 13,500 QCs.
13,500 quantum cells.
Get quantum cells for free by unlocking new dimensions or collecting them with the beam.
Okay.
Accelerator charge, 1,600 quantum cells.
Ah, see, these are those, things you can buy.
Buy $0.99, button.
So they come right from your iTunes account.
Orbital charge, 3,400 quantum cells. Buy $1.99, button.
And like I say, it goes all the way up to $50. I'm going to unload voiceover. Wow.
Voiceover off.
That was me clicking the home button. It's very weird. And I know where the close button is, so I'm going to touch that. I said I did. There we go. It's playing music whenever I tap the screen. Let's just play with the beam here for a minute. And try to get some more quantum cells. And see, like I said, there's no indication, no audio indication at least, to indicate when those quantum cells are there. You just have to explore and see if you get lucky if you can't see them. Now, I apologize because all that fan noise you're hearing is from my laptop, which I'm using to record this with, Don't ask. I've got so many USB devices hooked up to this thing, it's ridiculous. So, including my USB mixer here. But you can hear how the sound is being morphed around us. Things are being changed, panned, pitch shifted, delayed, all around my face. Now I could confuse you even more by going over here and existing in the left channel, or going over here and existing in the right channel, but that's just me having fun with a mixer and doesn't have anything to do with the application. So I'll stop doing that. Now let me kill the microphone and just let you hear straight through the iPod mic. I'm killing the condenser microphone. And all you're hearing now is my voice through the iPod mic. And it's really crappy compared to my headset. It's turned on right back up. Okay, that was really stupid. Because there's the intro music I played for the podcast. It's actually part of the app. Alright, let's look for some more quantum cells. Ah, crap. Alright. Beam. Thank you. It's kind of like hunting Easter eggs. Alright. Well, guys, that's about all I can show you at this time, because apparently I can't collect any artifacts, so there's not really much I can show you. But that's basically the essentials of the game, the basics, and how it works. So hopefully that gives you some idea. I'm going to turn on voiceover again. Noisy home button.
Voiceover on. Dimensions.
And voiceover's on. I'm going to... Not, it has a screen lock button here, which you just heard voiceover talk about, where it will actually... you can lock the screen, the app will run in the background. I don't think Inception will do that. Maybe it will now, but... Dimensions will. Unfortunately, when you lock the screen, that disables all the accelerometer functions, so it's more fun to leave it unlocked. But if you just want to be in one dimension, I guess you can do that. There's also an infinity button, which will lock you in a dimension and keep you in there forever, in case you like it. So let me go ahead and find the exit button with voiceover.
Exit button.
There it is. I'm going to double tap. And we exit back to the launch screen. Well, guys, I'm going to end the app here and say I hope you really enjoyed
new stand folder.
My little
zero items.
Demonstration of the Dimensions app. I'm sorry I wasn't able to show you everything I wanted to show you. But it's a lot of fun. There are a lot of fun things you can do. You can spend hours in there. And this thing does eat up battery life. And I didn't want to draw out this podcast too long. Come on.
App switcher has no items.
There we go.
Dismiss app switcher.
And we'll dismiss that. And
dimensions.
I'll put my rate back up to 100%.
85, 95, 100%.
Because that's where I like it. Nice and fast. We'll lock the screen.
Screen locked.
And we're done with the iPod. So... I do want to say here also that as you go throughout the game, you will encounter Nephilim, you will encounter artifacts and other different things in the game. It really just takes practice. You have to be patient, guys. This app is not 100% accessible with VoiceOver per se, but it is doable. I have done it just as I told you when I reviewed Soul Trapper for the iPod. It is doable, and you can do it. Well, I think that's everything I wanted to say. If there's other things you'd like me to demonstrate within the game, I'd be happy to do that in a later podcast. Let you know here that you can contact me if you want to on Twitter. You can find me if you search for @blinddrummer. That's BLINDDRUMMER. You can also find me on MSN Messenger at Darren, DARREN, 379 at hotmail.com. That's MSN Messenger. You can also... check out my email at theduffdomain@gmail.com. That's an old radio show I used to run, and I'd like to bring it back at some time. Theduffdomain, DUFFDOMAIN, @gmail.com. So feel free to email me if you have any questions or anything I can do for you. Be happy to help you out. And until next time, I guess. Let me give you my Skype info as well. That's Duffman 31279, D-U-F-F-M-A-N, all lowercase, 31279. I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. It's just as unpredictable as I am. I didn't plan it. That's when they go. That's when they're the most fun, when you don't plan them, and you just sort of. You just sort of sit down and have fun and see what comes out. I hope you guys have enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed making it. Any questions, let me know. My name is Darren Duff for RJDJ and Dimensions App unofficially. And everyone, have a good day. God bless.